It's possible you haven't seen a dried gourd since Thanksgiving, when they're used in abundance as centerpieces. But in Casa Grande, gourds are a big deal right now. The show's Annika Klein takes us to the annual gourd festival held there.
The Wirtz Gourd Farm in Casa Grande grows a lot of gourds.
Currently, we are growing about 25 to 30 acres of gourds, which produces about 500,000 gourds a year.
I walk with farm owner Waylon Wirtz past giant bins holding the 34 different varieties of gourds his family grows.
From, let's say, earring size to gourds that you cannot fit your arms around, and every shape in between.
There are stout gourds, twisted gourds, gourds with warts. Why would you want so many different kinds of gourds?
The thing about gourds is they're so versatile. You can carve them, you can burn them, you can inlay them. They're just a wonderful media for any kind of artistic expression.
Linda Hughes is one of more than 100 artists setting up a booth at the Wirtz Farm Gourd Festival. She's unpacking blue, red, and yellow gourd birdhouses. Other artists pull out gourds that have been transformed into useful items like vases or instruments. Some gourds are unrecognizable after the hard outer shell has been carved away to create delicate patterns in the layers underneath. The longer growing season in Arizona actually allows the gourd shells to become thicker, giving artists more room to play without the gourd crumbling into pieces. Other gourds have lent their unusual shape to the body or head of an animal. Kathy Waldo with the Arizona Gourd Society shows me pieces entered into the festival competition.
It's so funny because you can kind of see the original gourd shape, but now it looks like a fish.
There are so many that can look at a gourd and go, oh, this is what it looks like to me.
Picking out the perfect gourd is where Deborah Williams starts her creative process. It's not like picking out a blank canvas, she says, because every canvas is different.
It's like a little kid in the candy store. You go out there and, that could be a swan. That's exactly what I want it to be.
She says after working for a while with gourds, they start to talk to you. They tell you what they're meant to be. And looking around at the hundreds of newly harvested gourds, peeking their necks out of wire bins, you can see the possibilities. It's the show. I'm Annika Klein.
The Gourd Festival is at Pinal County Fairgrounds through Sunday.
And that sounds like a gourd time, especially with Mark's dad, whose name is Gordon.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I had to, yes.
Yeah.